We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we're just talking off the air. Our president goes to the Air Force graduation ceremony, and he, you know, he doesn't really walk. How would you describe? Is he like he saunters, or he just, I don't know what you call it. He doesn't shuffle. He tries to always look like he's running wherever he's going because he wants to show how energetic he is. Whatever he was doing, he tripped on the podium, went down, then turned around and pointed as if there was something that caused him to trip when no one else was tripping. And
right.
I mean, again, he's 80 years old, or is he 90, or is he 100? But he, it's going to happen, and you know, they want to try to give this image, or his people do, that he's vibrant. Well, nobody's vibrant at 80, except, you know, maybe a couple of, well, Jack LaLanne was vibrant at 80. And Chuck Norris might be vibrant at 80, but that's about it.
Right. Yeah, there just seems to be an effort to prop Biden up to look like he's, you know, there cognitively and physically. Because, I mean, let's be honest, his people, his staff, you know, the first lady, they have a good gig going. They use him as a front, and they make all the decisions, right? And, I mean, this is what goes on in, like, third world countries and communist countries with this kind of stuff, with being, you know, is the leader doing well, you know? And it's just getting out of hand here. He has no business running again. He probably should have, they should have removed him a while ago and had Harris be in charge. And I think that's the only reason they didn't remove him is because she'd actually be the one person in the country who would be worse than he would.
And that's why they picked her as a running mate.
Yeah, exactly.
When his true running mate.
The interesting thing, too, is I think it was a Army graduation about 3 years ago. If you remember when Trump kind of gingerly walked down the ramp.
Yes.
And the media made a big deal about his physical and mental condition. And now you've got the successor turfing on the stage and no problems there.
No, they're not making a big deal about it because that's not something that they can't make a big deal about it because he's their guy. And, you know, the one I said this during the race or the election leading up to the election, the one who I really put this on for him being in the power he has and for particularly for running again is Dr. Jill Biden.
Yep.
She lives with him every day. She knows the condition he's in, and she's encouraging this because I think she's power hungry.
Exactly.
I mean, if you listen to her ex-husband who swears that she started an affair with Biden while they were still married, and he, you know, they claim, oh, that wasn't the case. Well, he would know, you know, he was married to her, and I don't know. I just, there are people around him, his family is not doing him a good service. It's a disservice to be, you know, letting this happen to him. So we'll, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I know this. I will guarantee Hunter Biden will never succeed Joe Biden as a presidential candidate. Unlike, how's this for a transition? Robert Kennedy Jr., his father once ran, would have been president had he not been assassinated. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Do you?
No, I don't think. I think RFK would have been the next president, but for the him being assassinated in California.
Yeah, by Sirhan. But at this RFK Jr., he is not in favor with the Democrats because he's how dare he decide he's going to run against Joe Biden in the primaries? But you were explaining that the Democrats they're blowing off Iowa and New Hampshire because he got killed, he got his ass kicked there last time, and now they're focusing on South Carolina. But by then, RFK Jr. could have, well, who else is it? Marianne Williamson? There's nobody else running. So if he goes to Iowa and New Hampshire, he's going to win in landslides, right, in the primary?
Yeah, I think he will. I think there's a lot of people I've been following RFK Jr. for a number of years. I've had a few of his books. I think he's a very intelligent guy. I think he's a very articulate guy. He's a very intriguing candidate. The Democrats are doing everything to try to minimize his involvement in the race, and I don't think it's going to go well. I've seen some numbers of all the candidates, both sides. He has higher favorability ratings than any of them.
Including Trump and DeSantis.
Yep. He's not the type that it's, you know, you're either with me or against me. He's, you know, he does look at, you know, There are Democrats, I think, that he's close to. I think there are independents that he's close to. I think there are Republicans that he's close to. He got a big endorsement yesterday via Twitter. Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, the founder of Twitter, came out and publicly endorsed RFK Jr. for president. And some people are speculating, is Elon Musk next? Because one of the things he's running on is free speech and anti-censorship and the government's attempts to basically shut down one side of the debate as of whatever issue it is as disinformation anytime it deviates from what the government is putting out there. And I think he's got his finger on something, and I think it's an issue that resonates with a lot of people regardless of partisan affiliation. And I don't see how the Democrats are going to be able to prevent a debate from happening between RFK Jr. and Joe Biden.
Oh,
and if that happens, Joe Biden will be laying there left on the stage. I mean, it won't even be a fair fight.
And it's, you know, it used to be the Kennedy name was royalty for decades, and it's not anymore because the progressives would hate him because he is mod. He's like his father and his uncle were. I mean, he's much closer to being a Republican than a Democrat right now. What office has he held? Was he in the House, or has he? He's not holding any office now.
He's not held office.
He never has.
A very successful environmental lawyer over the years, but he's had addressing some of the concerns from some independents and Republicans about where does he land on things like climate change. He has said, "I don't want big corporations and the government hijacking this agenda to basically control people's lives." So he's not into things like banning gas stoves or, you know, killing cows or making us eat bugs. That's not what he's about. And so I think, you know, I think there's a lot of folks, Bob, that were, I would say, Kennedy Democrats in the 60s that ultimately ended up being Ronald Reagan Republicans, but aren't really happy with what's going on the Republican side right now. Because as much as, I mean, I like Governor DeSantis, but and you can say what you want about Donald Trump's 4 years in office and whether or not he accomplished things, but Trump right now is making a mess of the Republican primary and the basically the poop throwing that he's doing.
He is unbelievable.
Is going to make it impossible for anyone else to get the nomination. And he's got a math problem. He can't win Georgia. He can't win Arizona. So that leaves you with, if you want Joe Biden out of office, the best option may be RFK Jr.
Well, if Trump were to win the nomination for Republican, the Republican Party, and RFK Jr. is the nominee, I'm voting for him over Trump, because I've talked about it. I know Trump. I used to cover him. I mean, back when he owned the New Jersey Generals, and he made up the alter ego, John Barron, who I interviewed. And I said, "You sound an awful lot like Donald." We went to school, have a lot of the same inflections. Okay. But that was his alter ego, and he's been lying since day one. And, you know,
he's doubling down on the vaccine, on the COVID vaccine in Operation Warp Speed, despite the, you know, evidence coming out that maybe it's not as good of a thing as everybody originally touted, right? And, you know, RFK Jr. has been one of those that was skeptical of this thing being rushed through and being basically forced on people. It to some extent. And I, again, you talk about a debate between RFK Jr. and Biden. A debate between RFK Jr. and Trump is going to land about the same as a debate between RFK Jr. and Biden.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be, I look forward to this, because I would, I mean, again, I'll take RFK Jr. over Biden any day and over Trump any day. And I don't think, like we're saying now, I don't think we're alone in this. I do think that people will rally behind this guy.
I think he's a very intriguing candidate. I'm watching him closely. I think he cuts across a lot of different groups in terms of his appeal. Plus, you know, there was a lot of people that believe that this country the point where it really started to go off the rails was with his uncle's assassination. And in some respects, maybe this is the way that we start to, you know, put the country back together and heal it from what happened even way back then.
And he's a child by comparison. He's only 69. And he's married. Here's the best part. He's married to Cheryl Hines, who was Larry David's wife on that great show that Larry David did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's yeah, that I mean that why not curb your enthusiasm? She was terrific in that. So he's you know, the guy's got he's made good choices in his life, let's put it that way.
Right, right. No, yeah, he's it's going to be fun to watch. Like I said, his involvement is making this something this presidential race interesting to follow. Otherwise, it would be kind of be sad and depressing to watch what's playing out.
Well, you put Cheryl Hines on a stage debating Dr. Jill Biden, and I know who I'm picking. All right, Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Gambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.